views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Today, your guest host, Phil Free, is here. Phil has been using energy work since 1998. He continues to apply these techniques every day to facilitate improvement for himself, family, friends, and clients. You can tune in and benefit from it, too. Here's your guest host, Phil Free.
Hi, this is Phil Free. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm filling in for Colette today. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 a.m. live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and at transformationradio.fm. And the energetic shifts are still accessible through the Higher Self Network if you are listening later. It's my pleasure to share life transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in and delete energetic weaknesses to shift challenges into possibilities. We'd love to hear from you. Feel free to call in. It's 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. So I have my brother with me today, Michael Diliash, as we've been talking about energy and psychology together a lot. We're going to do that some more today. We're going to talk about stresses that we went through over the holidays as well as New Year's resolutions. Feel free to call in if you have issues about those things or anything, really. And here's Michael. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
Pretty good. So as usual, we're going to get into it, psychology and energy at the same time. So we're going to start a little bit talking about the kind of things that people went through. And once you've looking at the right things, it becomes kind of predictable what people went through or go through, the dynamics that people go through. So we're going to do as much as we can to cover as many bases as we can. And we'll evaluate at the end of the show if we got everyone or not or how many people we got. But basically, we know from the psychology that the different types will have issues with each other. And so we're going to start off with a little bit of Myers-Briggs here that deals with these letters such as E and I, which is like extrovert and introvert and things of that nature. And I'm going to give Michael the mic here and let him talk about the issues that introverts and extroverts faced as well as people with other letter differences. Go for it, Mike.
All right. Thank you for having me on the show. So some of the common issues that tend to come with the holidays is the first thing I noticed is the difference between extrovert and introvert. Sometimes when there's a big family get-together and everyone's constantly around one another, it can kind of be overwhelming for the introvert because they might be used to just themselves and just a couple of people in their houses. And then suddenly lots of people show up. You kind of feel more like a drain and the stress and things of that sort. And they might want to find themselves retreating. And it could be pretty challenging for introverts.
Right. And how about for extroverts when they're not used to dealing with introverts? How's it for them?
They could see it as, oh, why is this person being antisocial? They're not in the holiday spirit because the extrovert is actually energized by the extra amount of people. And they see this as an extra festive occasion often, so they'll be surprised if someone will want to retreat from that.
Well, that I'm sure a lot of people experience that. So as I noticed that, I'll just send a shift for anybody who may have experienced that. We'll move on to the next letter here, though. When we're dealing with the Myers-Briggs, the next letter would be either N or S. Would you first remind the audience what that stands for?
Yeah, S is for sensing and an N is for intuition.
All right. So what kind of problems do they have when you have an S and an N that dealing with each other?
A lot of the holiday stress comes out visualizing how it's all going to come together. S's might want like a, like what you're doing for lunch, what you're doing for dinner, a step-by-step process. Well, so if they don't get that clarity, that can kind of stress them out. While the intuitives would feel more comfortable just with the event, the whole process itself, and then let things kind of unfold as the day progresses. And they can be stressed by being asked for too many details in the day.
Mm-hmm. Right. So some people experience that. It's the same thing. I'll send a shift for anybody who experienced that either end of it. And it was stressed out by it. So we're just going to get neutral to the people's differences that we have, but we're going to keep moving on. So the next letter would be, or the next letter combination would be T or F. Do you remind the audience what that stands for and what kind of conflict they may run into?
So the T is the thinker and F is the feeler. And a feeler might be almost overexcited, like putting their hearts on their sleeve and very bubbly and super excited, which is good in a way, but for people that are more cerebral and analytical, they might see them as kind of almost a little bit superficial, a little bit too bubbly, things of that sort. While a thinker can come off to feel as kind of cold and not into like the Christmas spirit or the holiday spirit or anything of that sort.
Right. So same thing. I'm sending another shift to people who experience either end of that. Whether you were the thinker or the festive one, either way, get you neutral and get you neutral to the people that were different from you as well. All right, so moving on to the last letter, we have either P or J. What do those stand for?
P stands for perceiver and J stands for judgment.
All right, and what kind of issues do they run into?
So a lot of times you'll see an issue about how like the actual holiday unfolds, how the planning of the day goes, and a lot of times you might see this, especially when you have a blend of families, if one family's one and one's the other, and the J might want every step planned out and like almost like a timetable and feel relaxed at it, while the P might find that rigid and might feel confined by that.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm sure a lot of people came across that, or some people were planning a lot while other people want to go with the flow, and it caused some tension, and I'm sure a lot of people went through that. So I'm going to send a correction for those people as well, get everybody neutral to what they experienced, who they, you know, what they prefer and what others prefer. So we get really neutral to all the outcomes. So we also talked about, we're also going to use the Enneagram. We are going to use the wisdom of the Enneagram as well to solve some issues here for listeners and everyone who wants it. Basically, when it comes to the Enneagram, we notice that certain triads or groups of numbers, if you'd like, will have common issues such as anxiety, shame, and anger. We talked about this in a past show, but we're going to talk about it as it was relevant to the Christmas time and the holiday seasons. So, what numbers, for one, there are 9 types for anybody who doesn't know in the Enneagram, and just, you know, numbered 1 through 9. But Michael, would you tell us which numbers fit into the shame triad, for example?
Yes, the shame triad consists of the 2, 3, and 4.
And how about the anxiety triad?
Anxiety triad, the 5, 6, and 7.
All right, and how about the anger triad then?
The anger triads consist of 8, 9, and 1.
Right, the last one left. So basically, we all fit into one of these personality types. We're all 1 through 9. And then, so the people who fall into the anxious triad, since I started with the shame one, with the 2, 3, and 4, let's start with that. So the shame triad, what kind of issues do you feel that they went through over Christmas? What are the common issues the shame triad would go through during Christmas time and stressful times?
So one of the general themes of the 2, 3, 4s in the holidays is that they might find themselves comparing themselves to where others are or where they think they should be at this time in their life. And if they don't have that expectation, or they feel they don't meet the expectations what other people think where they should be at in their current lives right now, then they feel they kind of lose that sense of identity and self-worth. And that can be very taxing, especially around like the holidays, around family.
Right. It may make people not want to have family around because they don't want to see where they are in their life or things of that nature. But yeah, let's move along. So in the anxiety triad, which is the types 5, 6, and 7, what are common stresses for them to feel during the holidays?
So the anxiety triad, a lot of times, is kind of looking towards the future and are future-oriented. So they might struggle in two ways, whether it's planning and always worrying that something might not turn out exactly right and always thinking of what could go wrong. And a lot of times it's about issues of what the unknown of the future, and are they going to meet their goals, and the uncertainty of that, and having to learn to trust themselves is what's key there.
All right. Well, then moving on to the anger triad, which consists of the types 8, 9, and 1. What are common stresses for them to feel over the holidays?
So 8s, 9s, and 1s are very focused in the present, in the here and now. So if they think that they are not haven't achieved their goals, they're not where they're kind of more self-imposed punishment when they're like angry at themselves. And so they can get a lot of anger in terms of their current situation and might want to just change that and kind of get moody and antisocial.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm going to send a shift for everything you talked about. For all these three groups, send a shift. If you found yourself falling into one of those categories and you experience the stress that he talked about, now I'm going to get you neutral to that as best I can, and neutral to any future times that we find ourselves in similar situations. So any word of advice, like maybe a sentence for each group, for each of the three groups, Michael?
Yeah, the first thing I would say with the people in the shame triad would be, know thyself, know that you only have to answer to yourself, and that your opinions of other people don't matter.
All right, and how about for the anxiety triad?
Trust the process. You've been through ups and downs in life before, and you're here right now, so you've obviously gotten through it. So just trust the process and try to be in the moment.
And the anger triad?
Try to just be very focus on the greater picture and try not to react to the moment and see and step back and kind of look at things from a bigger perspective.
All right. So that's some good stuff. All right. We'll be back after a break to make some more shift happen. You're listening to Truth's Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm filling in for Colette today. I'm here with my brother, Michael Deliage, and we'll be back to make some shift happen. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Join Jennifer Noel Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit JenniferNoelTaylor.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Like the branches of a tree, universal knowledge, insight, and wisdom must be weaved together to bring forward to others. If you live in the Western Washington area, you will want to make the trip to Auburn and visit the new Alchemy of the Goddesses Center. Now open and offering healing sessions, classes, crystals, books, oils, and more. Find out more about the center. Visit alchemyofthegoddesses.com. That's alchemyofthegoddesses.com.
Hi, we're back on The Truth is Funny. I'm Phil Free, filling in for Colette today. My brother Michael here, Diliage, is here with me today. And before we continue, can you share your contact information with our audience?
Yes, my contact information is m_DELEAGE@yahoo.com.
Great. And if anybody has any questions for me, they can ask me at whatphil@hotmail.com, whatphil@hotmail.com. And if anybody wants to call in and have any issues shifted, the number here is 1-800-930-2819. So we actually have a special in-person guest this time. So I'm going to welcome Madison from Canada visiting here in Tucson. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. So do you have any questions when it comes to your personality, or do you have any issues that you want solved today?
Yes, I was wondering for the number two personality, what are some of the strengths and weaknesses that come with that personality type, especially going forward in the new year?
All right. So I'll let Michael handle this first. What advice do you have for two types? And what are their strengths and weaknesses, first and foremost?
Okay. So thank you for being on the show. So the strength of the two is, first of all, their empathy. They really connect to people. They kind of like fours, actually. They kind of tune into people's emotions. So you kind of get people on an emotional level very quickly. However, the struggles is that sometimes you take that out on your own, and you feel that it's your issue to solve it, and you carry their burdens for you. And you always want to help everyone around you. So you tend to overextend yourself and kind of burn out as a result of that. So, and because you enjoy being in the rescuer mode, because you actually have an empathetic heart. But if it's, if you're burning yourself out, then can you really be the best you can be to help that person if you're not taking care of yourself?
All right. So what kind of advice do you have for twos?
Keep your heart, keep your empathetic, your empathy, but also it's okay to say no, to set boundaries and say, look, I'm busy, I need to recharge. Again, people will enjoy you when you're at your best, when you're rested, when you've also taken care of yourself.
Do you resonate with any of that, Madison?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I actually resonate with pretty much all of that. I noticed that a lot of times when people are going through hard times or whatever, I feel like a certain resonance in that. And sometimes I try to separate myself from that, from their problems or their feelings, maybe, and try not to resonate so much with it.
Yeah, no, thank you for sharing. I know it's not always easy to talk about such things, but yeah, I think that's the thing, that she's almost, you almost feel connected to the person, almost so empathizing, but not like actually letting that energy affect you personally.
And also, do you feel as, I mean, I know it's a lot of twos feel guilty to even have issues. Do you feel guilty talking about your own issues sometimes?
Oh, yeah. I feel like I don't want to put my issues on someone else, and I don't want to cause, like, more stress or whatever to their life. But I start, if I have a problem or anything, I feel like I can't really open up about it and ask for help even if I need it. Or because I just start thinking, oh, well, maybe they have this going on in their life and they're so busy, and I don't want to add that extra stress on them.
Michael, respond.
Yeah. One of the big struggles with twos is the desire we wanted. And so a lot of times you let me know if you feel that way, that you worry that if you ask too much of someone or you ask for help or for favors, that they, you're worried that you might annoy them and they might not like you anymore, might not want you in their life anymore. And that's very damaging for you because you really value the relationships in your life.
All right. So in other words, don't be afraid to ask for what you need. And especially if you've done something for others, you know, you can ask for stuff from them as well. I mean, it's kind of normal in the sense that there's a balance of gift and, you know, and receive. So basically, you know, just remember that balance in your life, and it's okay to ask for things, especially when you've given plenty.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Sure. Any energy issues that we can help you with today?
Yeah, I was actually wondering on how to connect maybe with family that you haven't talked to in a while and see how they're doing.
Okay, well, let's just get you neutral first to the family issues that are coming up right now. Is there a particular person you're thinking about? You don't have to name them, but is there somebody in particular you're trying to reach out to, or just family in general?
I'm just family in general.
All right, and then you're right now, let's put it this way then. When you get in touch with where you are now and that inability to connect with them right now, how much does that bother you on a scale of 0 to 10?
I'd say probably about a 7.
7. Okay, so let's tune into that for a few minutes and see what comes up. Basically, we're just going to strengthen you to the disconnection that you feel, and you're not just connecting to, it's not only your own disconnection with your family, but you're sensing, like typical of a two, just the world issues with people who are disconnected with their families. So it's more than just your own. So let's just get you strong to that. And basically, we're just going to strengthen you to the dynamics within your particular family. All right, so we're just going to strengthen the people. A lot of people don't know information like we're sharing here on this radio. So the different personality types come into all kinds of conflict and don't know how to solve it or understand why they even have a conflict with each other. So we're just going to strengthen all that. We're going to strengthen, you know, they don't know energy work. So just getting them neutral, I'll strengthen them now. And if they want to look into these things and get to know themselves and others better, they can understand better the relationships they have right now with each other, and they can create the relationships they want with each other more consciously. So let's just strengthen you to all the outcomes that happen, whether these people, you know, whether you connect with all of them, or some of them, one of them, none of them, we'll strengthen you to all of that. And I'm just going to ask you now, on a scale of 0 to 10, do you feel any shift? And if so, what number are you at?
I do feel a bit of a shift. I was going to be at about 5 now.
Okay, well, if you don't mind, Madison, I'll pick back up with you, but I do want to take a caller that we have right now. So, Carter, if you'd put her on, we'll take this caller.
Yeah, Ulyss from Vancouver.
Hi, Ulyss. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Hi. Not bad. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Great. Do you have an issue or a question that you want us to help you out with today?
Yes, I do. So in the past, I'd been working really closely with Colette, and there were some issues with my right ovary. And lately, I've felt a little bit of, I don't know if it's discomfort or if it's like a little bit of pain, but I just wanted to have you work on that because there certainly is something, but I can't quite place what it is.
Okay, well, on a scale of 0 to 10, how much is it concerning you, with 10 being the worst?
I'd say about 8 or 9.
Okay.
I should say I've had surgery on it before.
Okay, how long ago was that?
Maybe about 2 years. It's coming up on 2 years now.
Okay, great. I'll just tune in on that. So basically, let's just get you strong, first and foremost, all the surgical experience you went through. And any fear of any future surgical experience, all right? So we're going to clear also any karma with any type of surgery, the energy around surgery. We don't need to get into all the details, but we're just going to strengthen all that. And we're also going to strengthen ovaries, obviously associated with reproductive system, as well as being a physical organ. So we're just going to strengthen you to the reproductive system in general, and everything to do with having kids, not having kids, and then your own birthing process. So we're going to start from this for everybody who has this issue is listening, who wants a shift. Going to get them strong to their own birth, not only the birth, but the conception through birth and all the way to this moment in their life. All right, so since we're coming up on a break soon, you're welcome to hang out over the break. But before we go on the break, I do want to ask you, on a scale of 0 to 10, do you feel any shift? And if so, what number are you at?
I'd say about a 5 or a 6.
5 or a 6? Okay, well, so that's a good shift to begin with. Let me do one more 30-second shift for you here, and then we'll go into break after that. But what I'm also picking up here is a little bit of anxiety, actually, about the future. So we're just going to strengthen you to that. And a little bit of helplessness. So actually, various helpless issues. So we're just going to strengthen you to all the helpless issues you've ever experienced in your life. And we're also going to strengthen you to anxiety issues and not being anxious anymore. And if you are anxious, that you can let it pass through and make a constructive decision, not let the anxiety consume you. Do you feel any shift now? Is it still 5 or 6, or do you feel any difference now?
I'd say I've dropped to a 4.
Great. Would you like to hang out over the break, and we can do a little bit more work after the break?
For sure. Thank you.
Okay, great. Well, I'm Phil Free, and you're listening to Truth is Funny, and we'll be back to make some more shifts happen after this break. And feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive. The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving. Even in the face of adversity, say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Hi, this is Phil Free filling in for Colette today. I have my brother Michael Delage here with me, as well as the second guest, Madison from Canada. And we've been discussing psychology as well as energy work. And we also have another guest at the moment on the phone. We have Paula from Canada in the US. So I wanted to interview it real quick. I was tuning into your issues over the break, and I was wondering on a scale of 0 to 10, where are you feeling at right now?
I would say I'm at about a 2. It was interesting because during the break, I felt the pain move to different areas.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Which is great.
I was going through your... I was kind of scanning through your entire reproductive system and also just clearing a little bit of sort of past and spiritual experience and things like that. So that's what was going on while you were feeling those things, if you're curious. But yeah, just going to neutralize it, mention a couple things out loud to you, just strengthen you, the family issues, particularly the father and father side of the family, just going to strengthen you to all the balance of male and female in your life, in your body, in your spirit. All right. And we're going to strengthen you to any future endeavors. All right. So the future will be fine for you. There's no major concern there. Neutralize you to that. If there are major concerns, you can handle them. If there aren't any, you don't have to look for any or create any. All right. On a scale of 0 to 10 now, how are you feeling?
I feel amazing. That was just amazing.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad we felt the difference.
And,
sorry, who was that?
I said I would say that was a 0.
Great. All right. Well, thanks for calling, and definitely we'll let your friends know about what we're doing here and encourage them to listen too, please. And thanks for calling in. Any other questions?
Thank you. Thank you so much to all of you. I really appreciate it. And yes, I will encourage them to call in.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Take care. Bye.
All right, great. So that's how we do it. So we're going to get back to Madison here since we were working on her, and she kindly has been waiting here while we took Ulyss. So Madison, would you remind the audience, since some people may have just tuned in, what was the issue you brought up in the first place?
I just wanted to know how to be able to connect with family members you haven't talked to in a while and maybe get a deeper connection with them.
Okay, so she wants to connect with family members she hasn't in a while and have a stronger connection with them. And you started out as a 7, where it was bothering you, 7 out of 10. Where are you right now?
I feel like I'm about at a 4 out of 10.
Okay, so I'll keep tuning into that. So the next thing I notice is just clearing the grief. We can clear all the grief in the family, and it's not just from this generation, but it's from many generations. So we're going to strengthen you to all the family grief that you've all been carrying. So this can be passed on through cell memory and other things of that nature. Also, if we just grow up around sad parents, we can become sad ourselves, things of that nature. So we're just going to strengthen all the grief that exists in the family and the forgiveness. We're going to increase, we're going to get everybody strong in forgiving themselves and others. So for that to happen, we also want the understanding to be there. And we're going to get everybody ready to move on. All right. So now on a scale of 0 to 10, how much are you concerned about this issue of connecting with family?
I would say I'm probably about, like a 3 now. So it's a lot better.
Great. All right. So let's just strengthen you. So the next issue I'm noticing is a little bit of what my brother talked about earlier with you're concerned about being a bother here. It's like, I notice anytime I've worked on you, once we get past a couple minutes, you start getting a little bit nervous. Like, oh, no, don't keep working on me. So let's just get past that barrier, right? So a lot of twos need that shift. So let's just strengthen for all the twos who are listening here, who are feeling nervous to have the spotlight on them and have so much help on them. Let's just strengthen that. So let's just get you guys to see where you deserve it. And, you know, maybe you don't all deserve it, but some of you must deserve it, right? So let's just strengthen at least the deserving twos, you know, to receive what's coming to them. So let's just strengthen all the good stuff coming to them, and then they can feel better. They don't have to feel like, oh, well, I got this much help. I don't need all the help, you know. So let's just strengthen all of that. You can get help until you have no issue with this, or you can stop here either way. So just me having said that, do you feel any shift now when you get in touch with your issue of connecting with family? On a scale of 0 to 10, how much are you concerned about it?
Yeah, I actually feel like I'm at the 0 now.
Great. Well, that's how we do it. Any further insights, Michael, about the twos or about just family issues in general? How to get past them?
Yeah, I would say that one of the things is important to empathize and not personalize, meaning that you want to care and try to understand where they're coming from, but not say that it's your fault or is that necessarily your responsibility to fix it. You're there then can help, to listen and all that. But unless someone wants to help themselves, you can't fix it for them. So finding that balance between empathizing and personalizing.
Great. And just any general word about families communicating better with each other, by knowing this Enneagram or Myers-Briggs information?
Yeah, I'd say that it would help under, like, what words to use, especially with certain people want more cause and effect or weighing out the pros and the cons. And some people, you just really want to let them talk and tell their personal stories. And letting them just kind of like share, getting their point of view understood is very important for a lot of Enneagram types, especially feelers.
Right. So, yeah, something I notice in family dynamics, some people really just want to be heard and they get frustrated when they don't get heard. And other people, it's like the content of what they're saying is very important. And they're not, it's like they only want to say what needs to be said in the sense and no emotional stuff. So you get these kind of people together and a lot of times there's this sort of breakdown in the communication. And have you experienced that, Michael?
Yes, I see that all the time, especially if there's two very different numbers with opposite letters. It can kind of seem two people are talking, but like having two different conversations and disconnect.
Right. And even Madison, in your family, do you notice that where maybe somebody's trying to get a point across and the other one's trying to get their feelings across and there's a disconnect?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I feel like that causes a whole different argument because they're not communicating the right way to each other where they understand it. So they might take it, one person might take it the wrong way and it becomes a whole different issue.
Yeah. Yeah. So we have to all be aware of each other and where we're coming from and where the other person's coming from. It helps a lot to understand that each type, each number type and each letter type is going to have its own way of going about things. And then there's going to be sort of an opposite to that, if you'd like, especially if you're looking at the numbers, the letters. It's pretty clear. It's just like this or that a lot of times. So you're either introvert or extrovert, although, you know, Michael, you may want to expand on that. Some people are pretty borderline with their introvert, extrovert.
Yeah, mention that. Yeah, so all these letters are on a scale. So people that are kind of towards the middle, very mild extroverts or introverts, will often be able to tap into one or to the other very easily. And sometimes people will actually misread them as one because they're really close to the middle.
Right. And, you know, ideally, I'd say some people are kind of born in the middle and other people have to work on it to get there. But I would say the middle is the best place to be, in my opinion. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, you want to, when you're in the middle, it will be at least easier to tap on either what your introversion or extroversion. And again, you want to be who you are, but you want to be able to tap into those other letters when need to be, because all letters have their purpose.
Great. So, for example, like in that T and F thing, which is the thinker and feeler, to understand that there's validity to both sides, even though they're coming from different things. I mean, different angles, if you'd like. You know, how would you bridge the gap between a thinker and a feeler so they can both feel satisfied?
So for thinkers, a lot of time, they're trying to almost remove themselves from the situation. They're looking for objectivity and clarity. So they want to step back. They're almost kind of like a scale, weighing one thing against another. While feelers, a lot of times, want to actually immerse themselves in it and get mixed into the whole, like, emotions of everything and the people's background story and all that, and try to connect with them. So for feelers, trying to remember, okay, what are the concrete goals that you're trying to attain in this conflict or conversation, things like that. And for a thinker, okay, you're usually very clear on your goals and objectives, but don't forget the human side. So beware if someone is angry or someone's upset or someone's very excited. Try to just at least notice where that's coming from, because you might try to be solving a problem, but if you kind of dismiss that, another feeler might just think, oh, this person's callous, and the conversation can totally break down.
Right. So it's so interesting to look at that. A lot of people go through that. I'm sure a lot of listeners here are obviously, they're either a thinker or a feeler. You know, some are probably more in the middle, but most of them land more one side than the other. And a lot of them have partners or parents or children who are the opposite, you know, of what they are. So, if they're a thinker, their partner may be a feeler, and they're running exactly into the problem that you're talking about. So this is great advice for them, that they can each understand each other and maybe make an effort also to, you know, step into the other person's realm and see how it looks from their realm and communicate in a way that's sensitive to that.
Yeah, I think that's important, because we grew up being one way or seeing the world through one way. So when we're not, if we don't try to see other people's perspective, it might be easy to say, oh, well, this person's callous or this person's impractical. But again, everyone has their way of making decisions and seeing the world. So even if you don't agree on that, you can at least come to a point of mutual respect and at least understand where the other person's coming from.
Right. All right. Well, we're coming up on another break here soon. Madison, any last words before you get going?
No, I think that's everything.
Great. Well, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Great. Well, we'll be back to make some more shift happen after this break. And you can reach us at 1-800-930-2819 if anybody still wants to call in. We have one more segment. We'll be right back.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light Integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality?
How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every first and third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
Hi, this is Phil Free back on The Truth is Funny. I've been filling in for Colette today. And you can reach me at whatphil@hotmail.com, W-H-A-T-P-H-I-L @hotmail.com. Michael, you want to share your information one more time?
Yeah, my email is um_DELEAGE@yahoo.com.
Great, thanks. So basically, we're also going to talk about New Year's resolutions in this show. So a lot of people want to make resolutions around this time of year or just made them. And then they have concerns, you know, whether they're going to follow through with them or not. So let's just, I'm going to give a quick shift for those people, but we're also going to touch on the Enneagram and what kind of struggles or what kind of word of advice each number could use. So we're really going to try to get through all types. So if you're listening, we will cover your type. So listen closely here. For the one type, what would you say about accomplishing resolutions or what word of advice to help them accomplish them or to not be anxious about not accomplishing them? Either way.
All right. So the ones known as the reformer. So as ones out there, usually very structured and detail-oriented. But if you see yourself in a hurdle and this is something that's central, go around and you can get back to it. Whereas if you get that one step and you fail to reach the last 5, 6, 7, 8 steps, then you actually, you know, you got that part done, but you actually need your end goal. So try to sometimes, with some high integrity, but try to get over perfectionism.
Okay. So over perfectionism, be careful of that for you one. For them, two numbers, what would you say to them?
Things I would say is honing your goal. And what I mean by that is that you might have lots of goals for yourself, for others. And again, we talk about like the empathy part of you, but overextending themselves. So really checking in on what goals are yours and what goals you're doing to for other people and really to really kind of tune into your heart and then to into your mind and see which other goals that you're doing that to recharge in yourself. And that way you'll be the best to help other people.
All right. How about for number three? So what can they do to accomplish their New Year's resolutions?
So three is known as the receiver. So kind of like the key, the helper. Three is also, sometimes you have a sense of trying to keep up with the Joneses and reaching all these goals and what people are going to think about you. And you think that that's sort of reflected here on the first day. Know thyself and use that drive, that inner drive you have to really share your talents with the world and your personal goals and not worry about whether you fall short or other people's expectations of that. So just keep focused on you and who you are as a person.
All right. So don't compete with all the other people. Don't worry about that. So if you're a three, number four, what advice would you give to them?
Four is your individual. Individuals, I would say you often think big and big dreams is great. We need a detail and visionary. Make sure also to sometimes kind of like checking on the deadlines because you really track your interest in the end with the flow of things is great. Or sometimes it's easy to kind of, in that way, at least try to keep yourself on a timeline. So, like, you're not giving yourself 3 months for one goal, but only 2 days, to be honest. So, time more if you can and know it's finding a pace.
All right, fours, look for rhythm and pace. All right, how about for fives? What advice do you have for them?
Biggest thing for fives is that you find yourself in your intellect and having high intellect is good, but don't suffer from analysis paralysis. Sometimes perfection is the only accomplishment. If yours in preparation, you're only trying to get things exactly perfect. 7 months might go by in a year before you realize you even started. So it's good to be knowledgeable and confident about what you do, but sometimes you won't know how to do something or learn about it until you actually dive in and get yourself immersed in this training.
All right, so no analysis by paralysis for you five. Get into it, dive in, and start doing it. You'll learn more and faster that way. All right, number sixes, how about them?
Crush your inner guidance. Don't let anxiety and fear and worst-case hold you back. You've gone this far in life, and you survived. You're here today. So knowing that you've been through tough obstacles before, you've made it through in the past, so there's no you have this tools in you to get to reach your goal. So set your goals and just trust yourself in the process, even when it works out.
All right. So self-trust for the six. All right. Seven, what kind of advice would you give them?
Sevens are known as enthusiasts. So you probably have a lot of goals and you're running in 20 different directions with a big smile on your face and people love the positivity. But also remember to really, it's better to be a master of a few things than a student of anything. And what I mean by that is that if you overextend yourself and you only do, I think, 20 things at 20% of, like, 5 things at fully, you might, first of all, feel that you've overextended yourself, and B, it might not sense that sense of joy or accomplishment because you didn't see everything at the end. So really, like, trying to hone in maybe the goals, the amount of goals that you see at the end.
All right, so sevens. If you have too many goals, maybe prioritize which ones are the most important and finish those. All right, number eights. What word advice would you have for them?
The eights are known as a challenger. They're very goal-oriented. They know what they want. They see the world in terms of, like, black and white. And these have so much energy and strong will, which is good. We do need leaders, but so you know what your goals are. And also, don't see a setback or a challenge as something as a negative or as a combat. It might be sometimes it's good to kind of step back, reflect on it, and then kind of see, okay, is there another approach that's best to it? Because a lot of times you find yourself on your strength and on your energy and your will. So just stick with your goal, but also be open to new information as it comes, and don't be set back as much as you.
All right. So eight, being careful about looking at things too much in terms of victory and defeat. And if they get defeated, don't get too let down. It's not a real defeat. Maybe an opportunity to learn things. All right. Number nine. How about them?
Nine are known as a peace maker. And I said, don't lose yourself. Nines like to be diplomats, like to please others. And a lot of times, they're doing things just to please others, which is fine. It's great to help people in the world who need diplomats. But also, just know your boundaries, know your goals, because you're going to best contribute to the world by being present in the world and like sharing your talents with the world. So just don't leave your sense of self.
All right, great. Thanks so much for going through that. We're running out of show here. I want to thank you for being on, Michael.
Thank you for having me.
Great. There's a lot of good information out there. I hope the listeners enjoyed it. And as always, it's my pleasure to connect with all of you out there in the audience. And thanks for listening. And thank you to Carter and Ulyss for calling in, Madison for joining in person here. And I just want to finish the show by saying let's create a reality here in 2019. We talk about it on every show. Let's create the reality we want. Starts by imagining what we want. Second step is getting neutral to what we want. The pros and cons of what we are getting our way, not getting our way, et cetera. And we'll move on to further steps as we get into further shows. We start with those two things right now. Imagine the reality you want. Leave room for others to create the reality they want. Be neutral to all the outcomes. And before long, we'll be living that reality. Have a great time out there in 2019. We'll be back next month. And Colette will be back next Wednesday at 8 a.m. Make some more shifts happen for all you listeners. Have a great week and month.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.